In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of those programs that is following right in those footsteps over the last, much of the decade is Milton. Last year, the Eagles came down here, played against Western on probably one of the worst nights for football in the mud. But then they went on and they went through a tear, winning the next 13 out of 14 games. They brought home a state championship. They started this year off on the right track by beating a really good Buford team to open up the season last week. And for the second year in a row, Coach Ben Reeves from Milton joins us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And may I congratulate you on last year. And I know that was huge.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me on again. It's good to be back, especially at this event. We had such a great experience last year, and you know, it was a loss on the record, but we learned a lot of lessons that night coming off the field of after playing a good Western team. So we're excited to come back and develop and grow as a team one more time.
You know, I mean, in the way South Florida is and the football fans in South Florida, they love football. And let me tell you something. You had a bunch of supporters down here during your state championship run. You know, you go on social media and everyone's talking, hey, did you see Milton? They're in the title game. And, you know, that's something because, you know, they take great pride in great football, you know, as you know, in South Florida and certainly your championship run. Obviously, you know, the one person that everybody wants to see again this year is your quarterback, Luke Nickell, who is a commitment to the University of Miami, somebody who is amongst the best in the country easily. And he's the centerpiece for your team, but certainly somebody who attracts attention and gets the college coaches to come on campus. And then while they're looking at him, they see a bunch of other kids. And I know you guys are stacked with talent. Talk about having him and what type of kid he is and certainly what he means to this program.
Absolutely. You know, any team of high quality and a potential championship team, you better have a good trigger man. And we have the best one in the state of Georgia. And he's proven that just by winning a championship at the highest level, you know. And the intangibles about him is what you don't see when you watch a game. It's just his leadership and the way that he loves his teammates and pushes his teammates. And everybody plays hard for him. But everybody also trusts him and knows that as long as he's on our sideline, we're always one play away from scoring, and we always have a chance to potentially come back and win a football game or keep the lead in a football game. So he just brings so much to the table off the field and just a strength and a confidence for our team, and truly loves the community, loves the school, loves the program, loves his teammates, and makes everybody around him better. I'm hoping that he has a little bit better conditions this year so he can put on a little bit more of a show. But you know, like you alluded to last year, it truly was the mud bowl in a sense. You know, we come down and had some good South Florida rain, and I think we sat around for about an hour before we were able to get the pregame started. And you know, at that point, you know, to no fault of all at Western's, the field was just you know, wet.
Crazy.
You know, due to the intensity of the storms. And I think he ended up picking 16 to 18 snaps up off the ground. You know, it was just a crazy, a sloppy night, weather and condition wise. So I'm excited to get him on turf and let him show everybody down there what he can do and, you know, why he's going to be coming down there to continue his college career.
Yeah, no doubt. Ben Reeves is our the head coach at Milton. He joins us. And coach, obviously, while Luke is the guy, there's a lot of other kids on your team. Try to give us what to look for, a couple of the kids that are going to, you know, be factors for you on turf. I was going to say that before you did, on turf. And certainly American Heritage, really nice facility. And it should be a good matchup. Talk about some of the other kids, because there's a lot of people going out to that game as well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'll just start with just the guys that are currently committed and committed to, you know, Power Four Division One schools. You know, offensively, wide receiver, he led the state last year in receiving, C.J. Wiley, going to Florida State. And we have Ethan Barbour, one of the top tight ends in the country, who is pretty multiple for us. You know, he'll play some tight end. He'll split out wide, going to University of Georgia. Tight end Ryan G going to Auburn. Our running back, T.J. Lester, is going to play at his dad's alma mater at Eastern Kentucky. We've already hit on Luke. Left tackle, Braden Jacobs, going to Clemson. So definitely a lot of explosiveness on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, still guys like Grant Haviland, you know, who's a 27 tight end with some SEC offers, and Tristan Tip Payne, who is such a crucial part of our offense and a slot receiver that led us in many statistical categories last season and is just your Swiss Army knife go-to guy. And then flipping over defensively, you know, just starting from the back end up, you know, two corners going to Tennessee, Ty Redmond and Dylan Lewis, who've been crucial, you know, starters for us over the last couple years. Safety, Makai Jones going to Duke, you know, just super sharp on and off the field, plays the game with a great intensity that I love. Had a safety, Lawson Esty, starting his first game last week. His dad has coached with me for ever since I've been at Milton. Picked up an offer from Georgia Southern last week, so excited to see where his career is going to go. And, you know, two of the top, in my opinion, inside linebacker tandems in the state of Georgia, and Hayden Tamini and A.J. Benton, both returning starters from last year's team. A.J. Benton recently committed to Campbell and, you know, moving to that D front. Caleb Bell, who is committed to Arkansas. Caleb Ellis, who's committed to Georgia Southern. And then just so many guys I hadn't spoke of. Just, you know, Terrence Spencer, our nose, who's been just a bowling ball and a centerpiece for us for 3 years now. And Tristan Lester, who is T.J. Lester's younger brother, who's just been playing at a different speed. So definitely some talent on the field. And that's one of the things that was pointed out about our game last week against Buford. I think we set a state record of having the most committed Power Four guys on the field at the same time with 19. And I think there were over 40 that had a Division One offer. So plenty of guys to check out and watch. And, you know, no matter what team you cheer for in the Southeast, there's probably going to be somebody on the field between us and American Heritage that you can see that's going to be playing for whatever team you support at the collegiate level as well.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I mean, you know, I mean, you look back, what, 5-6 years ago during the NFL draft, American Heritage had more kids drafted than Clemson. So when you take a look at the talent, you know as well as I do, Georgia, Florida, they're kind of, you know, they meet at the head-to-head. They're both loaded with talent, a lot of great programs, a lot of great coaching. You know, especially, obviously, we know Coach Coe, who was here in Madison County for a number of years, went over to Coffee County last year and won a state title his first year out as well. We talked to Coach about scheduling, and if you're going to be in the national picture, you have to play a competitive schedule. Talk about that, because I know looking at a lot of your opponents, you have that. Gainesville is, a lot of people don't know, probably one of the best facilities in Georgia. Great program. Johns Creek always, and as we were just talking a little bit earlier with Coach Matt Helmrich from Peachtree Ridge, Roswell is going to be a program. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you got to be willing to throw yourself out there. You know, for us in Georgia, in terms of just trying to win a state championship, ultimately what matters the most is getting that number one seed in your region and then going on a good playoff run. And if you play a non-region schedule that is somewhat protective, you never really truly know your faults, strengths, and weaknesses. So, you know, what better way to learn those like we did last year at Western, of just what we were good at, what we were bad at, by throwing ourselves out there, playing a top national schedule, getting some good national recognition, and turning those losses into lessons. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that early on when we were doing it, we were a little skeptical, just lining up against some of the national big dogs. But, you know, you just develop a mindset within your coaching staff and within your team of we'll play anybody anywhere.
Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
You know, we'll live with the result. And if it doesn't go our way, at least we have great film against a great opponent that we can look at and get better from. And hopefully, too, something that we can reflect on, whether it's in the region run or the playoff run, of, you know, hey, we've played
yeah.
top caliber
yeah.
teams before. We've seen this talent. We've seen this speed. We've seen this size. It's nothing to shy away from or be scared of. Let's just go attack it and do a little bit better job than we did initially.
Good stuff. Coach Ben Reeves, head coach at Milton. Coach, we look forward to finding you down here this Saturday against our Friday night, rather, against a really good American Heritage team. ESPN game showcasing two of the top quarterbacks in the country, 2026, Dia Bell and Luke Nickell at 2025. Thanks so much. Please be careful on the way, and we get the chance to see you again.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on, and looking forward to being a part of this event one more year.
Good stuff. Coach Ben Reeves from Milton, and tremendous, outstanding program. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. You know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday. Coach Teddy Bridgewater from Miami North and Western is next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.